Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. A lot of those other talk show hosts in the business, they charge you for accessing their websites. And ours is free. So you can go there and actually create the content, whatever it is that you see online that you think is interesting, you might want us to talk about here on the radio. You can submit it as show prep there via our Reddit-based system, and then other listeners can vote on it, whether they like or dislike what it is you've submitted, and you can vote on things as well. And then in the aggregate, we'll know what you think's interesting. Of course, the best way to share stuff with us is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, it's one of those nights in the news where there's more than we can possibly talk about. I've got a bunch of stuff, including the Sex on the Beach story, which, from what you told me, Mark, you guys didn't cover last night. This thing's making headlines all over the place out of Florida, where a couple is facing 15 years in prison for having sex on the beach. And I do want to talk about that, but Mark, you're fired up, and Chris Hamill's here. Hey, Chris.
Good to be with you.
Again, welcome back. So, Mark, you're fired up. You've got a couple of different articles about feminism, sort of, and you want to compare and contrast.
I'm not even sure if it's about feminism as much as it's just sort of about the this thing that's going on in the United States between the sexes. This didn't go on when I was younger. There wasn't this sort of animosity, you know, between males and females and this kind of thing. And apparently,
you feel there's animosity between males and females?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Are you talking about in your daily life, or you mean just on the internet?
Well, the internet is my daily life, my friend. I spent the vast majority of my waking time on the internet.
What do you see? I mean, I guess I just don't notice this.
I mean, I do think it's I don't think it's a general strain between men and women, but I think that there's an agenda that is being driven by feminists and the left in general to create that strain.
And is it new? I mean, feminism has been around for decades, right?
Well, feminism has taken many different forms. We're not talking about the ladies getting the right to vote. That's pretty much been established at this point. And it might really be full-on political suicide if you were to suggest otherwise, right? Like, if I'm going to run for president, my platform is going to be, you know what I want to do? I want to take half the population's right to vote away. Like, you're dead. You're a dead man.
Campbell would actually advocate
that. I'd do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Campbell,
I mean, I'd lose the election, but right. I'd say it.
Cantwell is much more interested in promoting ChristopherCantwell.com than he is in getting elected. So, but, you know, there
all
you go.
So what you told me before the show, Mark, was that you had asked a question on our Facebook page about what was the question you'd asked? It's something about feminism. Why won't a feminist call the show?
Yeah, basically
we've had a feminist call Free Talk Live.
We may have, but did they talk about feminism
as a co-host for a while, Stephanie Murphy?
I could not get what was considering to be a... Like, I didn't really know after months of talking to Stephanie about what is feminism and what does it mean to you. All I could get was something like it means gender egalitarianism. And I find that to be a highly unsatisfying term, because Cantwell has said it before. If you called yourself an Aryan, people wouldn't think that you were for race rights.
Right. If we're talking about Aryanism, nobody would think that I'm talking about race equality, right? Mm-hmm. But we have feminism, a mass movement specifically centered around issues of a particular gender, and they're saying that this is about equality. Well, it's fundamentally not. What they're talking about is they sort of want to gain what they perceive to be certain benefits of male personhood and simultaneously avoid some of the liabilities that would come with that. Yeah.
Okay. And so, Mark, you've got a couple of different lists that are contrasting. One written by someone who would probably consider themselves a feminist about the supposed male privilege, And then another one about female privilege?
Essentially that.
Okay.
So
the question is, the kind of the big question here between these two, and I have not read these,
so nope.
I don't know anything about it, but the big question is, like, which is more privileged is kind of the question. Is,
right.
If there is one that's more privileged, which one actually is more privileged?
So I posted on the Facebook wall, please, why has no feminist ever called Free Talk Live and sort of made a rational, and I did use a reasoned argument was the terminology for feminism, because I just don't know why it hasn't happened. What I got was a response from somebody, and I'm not sure how seriously they took it, but they sent this. It's from everydayfeminism.com.
All right.
It's written by a man named John Greenberg. And it says, looking for proof of male privilege in your daily life? Here are 7 undeniable examples.
Now, can you really even accept an article written by a man about feminism?
Sure. Absolutely. There are male feminists out there.
And as a matter of fact,
they're trying to get laid.
They're the worst purveyors of this stuff.
Well, I think that I would be, as a feminist, I'd be a little like, you know what? Let's have the gals write these articles, because that would be more effective. But, you know, maybe the guys, who knows what this guy's motivations are. It is not for me to say. But I can tell you this. As a starting point, I am going to consider this to be an important work of literature on the ideas of feminism. I don't have time or energy to read your 300 to 400 page tome on this idea. I am not interested. You need to draw me in on these ideas. And so I'm going to take Dude's article here as it was posted for us.
Okay.
I need to know about male privilege.
I mean, presumably he's done his research, right? He wants to make himself into as good of a feminist as possible.
He's on everydayfeminism.com, and it's a recent article. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
Like, everydayfeminism.com, probably populated by a bunch of gals who agree with this. There were lots and lots of likes on this. The page on Facebook has 300,000 likes. They are, so therefore, 6 times as popular. Popular as Free Talk Live,
right,
and eclipsing nearly every liberty-oriented Facebook page out there. These people are relevant. They are timely,
and people
and
follow them.
They are the voice of, to some extent, feminism today.
Is it cynical of me to suggest that he's only doing it so he can get women?
It's cynical, but that doesn't make it wrong. I mean, you know, he's doing it for some reason or another.
Feminists purvey a lot of, like, guilt, right? So, like, we have this phenomenon, I think, in society of white guilt, right? So you can't have a discussion about race as a white guy without your hands tied behind your back, sort of, right? And so you've got these people who will go join rioters in Baltimore and, you know, screaming about Black Lives Matter and that sort of thing. I don't think it's all that different that there's an agenda to get people to turn on their own, if you will.
So he acknowledges the limitations of his perspective. Far more insights into trans, queer, gender, and non-binary perspectives. Not even sure what non-binary is exactly. It's part of my male privilege. And
I think non-binary would be outside of one or the other.
I'm not male or female.
Meaning
I'm something
between
new.
The two.
I'm a
whatever.
Unicorn. Yeah, I gotcha. I figured that's what it was. Unicorns.
Binary means one or zero. So you're either something
indeed.
Or the other.
And so, you know, he's acknowledging all this. So let me tell you a fascinating story. 30 minutes after waking up, I zipped to the school at which I teach and experienced a damn fine day of teaching. Upon my return home, I headed out for a run on an unseasonably warm March afternoon after a family dinner and tagging out of the bedtime routine of our 4-year-old, I walked into a coffee shop where I finally started this article, an achievement I rewarded with a short dose of Netflix. What's fascinating about this story is it has little to do with the less than scintillating ways I spend my time, but has everything to do with the staggering display of male privilege this story reveals.
The less than scintillating ways?
Scintillating? This is what happens when you learn a word through reading it as opposed to having heard it. Scintillating. That's exactly right. So let me break it down, starting with the alarm clock. Remember, he's chronologically putting it in order, but if you're writing an article, ladies and gentlemen, put your best foot forward. Number one, I have the privilege of a short morning routine.
Okay. Well, that's quite staggering.
Right. He can wash his hair, scrub his face, get in clothes, and get out the door in 30 to 45 minutes, and that's number one in his list of 7 undeniable truths about male privilege.
Undeniable truths.
Well, it's undeniable.
This is what he calls
undeniable proof of male privilege. That's the case that the guy's making.
What is it that prevents a woman from throwing her hair back in a ponytail and walking out the door?
Zero. Nothing
at all.
Now, there are people going to say that they feel pressured, but my wife, I married a woman who almost never wore makeup and didn't spend much time getting ready. And
I think that's great.
It's awesome.
Embrace your natural self. There's more coming up here. We'll get to all seven in moments. 855 450 free.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and share with us your thoughts on feminism. We're being presented with seven what are supposedly undeniable seven undeniable examples of male privilege. And I asked during the break if this is a satire piece, like, you know, theonion.com. And you said, Mark, he... I said,
go to their Facebook page and look at the simpering, whining, bedwetting comments that surround this article. That's what I said.
I went to their... Alexa rankings, and they are in the top 15,000 websites on planet Earth.
Incredible. Well, I mean, The Onion's a popular website, too, so I found myself wondering. I mean, the first example here that this guy gives of supposed undeniable male privilege is that he doesn't have a long bathroom routine to get out of the house in the morning. And apparently this is legit. I mean, I am on the site right now, everydayfeminism.com, and it does not appear... to be satire. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We're also, you can call in about this or whatever happens to be on your mind. But I want to inform you that you've got just days remaining to get your order in for Mother's Day.
But there's a bonus to hanging around a little late.
Really?
Yeah.
Good things come to those who procrastinate in this case, Mark.
I hate to say that's the case.
Well, for Free Talk Live listeners, you can get from Sherry's Berries giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's over 40% savings. Just go to berries.com and click on the microphone to type in code FTL. And right now, oh my God, Mark, this is huge. You can double the berries for just $5 more. Normally, it's $10 more.
I was going to say.
Double the berries. And normally, it's a no-brainer to double the berries on Sherry's Berries, even at $10 more to double the berries. But now, because you waited, apparently, you get it for $5 off. You get that price, again, the doubling for just $5 more, which is an incredible deal, and it's available just to you if you use code FTL over at berries.com. These are delicious berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzle. They are awesome. You couldn't possibly disappoint with Sherry's Berries. It really is like the best quality strawberries dipped in some delicious chocolate.
It's undeniable that there's male privilege, and it's undeniable that there's mother privilege, and your mother has the privilege of getting Sherry's Berries on Mother's Day.
It's true.
Open up the wallet, let the moths fly out, and then go ahead and do your order at berries.com.
It's awesome. You can go and get yours, berries.com, and at that price, there's really no reason not to, you know, order one for your girlfriend or wife or yourself.
Or someone you want to turn into a mother.
He thinks that's there hilarious.
berries.com, just click the microphone, type in FTL, you'll get the special deals. There's other things available besides the delicious berries, but we love these things, man. They've sent them to us, and... I always just get so excited when Sherry's Berries are on the way. But you're running out of time. This special deal, Mark, I believe this only works... Is it just today?
It's dated
it
today.
It says 5-6 only. $5 upgrade. Berries.com. Use code FTL. And don't delay if you want to get this offer. I can't guarantee you it will be here after midnight tonight. It might be. I don't know if it's midnight Eastern, midnight Pacific, midnight Greenwich Mean Time. But, and maybe it will be available tomorrow, but you probably should go right now and get it over at berries.com with code FTL.
That's our copy for today. What can I tell you?
You won't be making a mistake with this gift. So, let's go to the phones and your thoughts, and then we'll continue these supposedly seven undeniable examples of male privilege. Dustin is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'd like to talk today about what happened at a barter fair this weekend. Are you guys familiar with anything called a barter fair?
No.
It sounds obvious from the name.
Meaning, is there no cash allowed to exchange?
No, you can trade in paper if you like. That's what my friend says. But I try to just barter the whole time if I can.
Okay. So is it like a flea market, but bartering is encouraged?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you just kind of bring whatever you want, and you can just trade there freely, you know?
Cool. All right. So tell me about it. What happened?
So on Saturday, the second day of the festival, there were 5 jets that flew over the festival all at the same time, and they all started spraying trails at the same time, right as they got right over top of the festival. A few of them actually turned and looped back with, like, in circles around the festival.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking
like an air show?
F-18s that are doing, like, a jet show or something?
similar, but they're really, really, really high up in the air where you can not really see the jets, but they're just spraying stuff, you know, like
chemtrails.
Chemtrails, but I'm just saying, like, there's no corporation that's going to send 5 of their commercial jets in circles around the festival, you know? And then
you're saying they're jets, commercial jets? Meaning, like, cargo
they're
planes?
Not. They're definitely military.
Right.
Or whatever, or drones or whatever, but there's no way that any
chemtrails, as far as I'm concerned, are total bunk. Yes, there are some examples of governments using, like, cloud seeding or spraying malathion down in Florida. There certainly are examples of that happening. So I don't want to deny that that's possible.
You gatekeeper, you're trying to keep everyone from the truth.
But, you know, the supermajority of the time, really what you're seeing are contrails. And, of course, that's vapor that is up in the air based on atmospheric conditions and, you know, what's coming out of those engines crystallizing. There's some really great websites out there that debunk the claims of the chemtrail advocates. And I'm sure what you were seeing there was likely some sort of practice session. There's probably a military base in somewhere nearby, and they were doing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I'm just saying, like, I'm not too concerned about, like, the trails and stuff, more that there were those 5 jets going in circles around the festival. And then after they left, you know, they sent in, like, several fighter jets, and that flew really well over the festival. I'm, like, just, I'm not sure if they're trying to scare people or what, because it's, like, you know.
It sounds like an air show. How long did it last for?
You know?
How long did it go on for?
Only a brief moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but it's not like they were trying to entertain us. They weren't, like, spraying, like, blue trails or whatever. Or something.
I don't think they were spraying anything. It's likely contrails. There's no evidence they were spraying anything.
Are you sure there wasn't, like, a marriage proposal written in there or something? Or?
Definitely not. Just 5 straight lines and 2 planes that turned around and went back in a loop, you know?
Contrailscience.com is a great website for people to go and look at some of the excellent scientific debunking that explains, you know, real crystal clear what contrails are, why some of them look different, why they appear in some circumstances and don't appear in other circumstances. And, you know, I really wouldn't worry about it, Dustin, but thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether he's worried about it because they're allegedly spraying something or just because it's military jets. Look, you know, military jets fly around in different places. Some places have military bases, and they take off and they practice and do things like that.
It used to drive me nuts back in New York. I was working at this ad agency, and my partner there, we were right down the road from the airport. And I mean, like, we'd go outside, and he'd be like, You see all this, man? They're killing us. There's chemtrails all over.
God.
And I'm like, we're by the airport, psychopath. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it just, none of the whole chemtrail thing makes sense at all. There's so many ways to poke holes in this argument. Like, why would people spray this stuff on their families?
People get so angry. I put clips up of us talking about this. They were mad.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole issue. And it used to be HAARP before they shut it down.
Oh, no. They didn't shut down HAARP. I'm sure it's secretly operating in Alaska.
Well, of course. They've got something better.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Yes, it's the alien death rays now, Mark.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you if you want to dial in here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Get on the lines with us here, and we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Bitcoin's Pretty low price compared to what it's been in the relatively recent past. I think it might be a good time to pick them up. I expect to be buying some Bitcoin in the near future, so I don't mind making a recommendation to you. The way to do it, go to expresscoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, be them Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dashcoin, Dogecoin. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so if you're in the U.S. or Canada, they're the place to go. You can use a money order or a check, but start off at expresscoin.com. They have an app for your phone, and if you use coupon code FTL and you buy less than $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of choice, you'll get it at no fee at all. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's continue here. We'll come back here in a moment to the supposed undeniable examples of male privilege. The first one was ridiculously laughable, and apparently the other six aren't so great either. But, Mark, you'll share that with us in a moment. First, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Armed Truth calling from Southern California via Skype. Hello, Armed Truth.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. Go ahead.
I'm calling in just about this whole feminism issue. My wife is actually Irish. She's born in Ireland. She's lived here her whole life. Her family's all Irish. So we go back to Ireland, Scotland a lot to see her family. And it was about two, three years ago. I was back there, and there's a really good article. Her whole family and I were talking about it. She has all sisters. And it was about European feminists and how they don't want to be associated anymore with American feminists.
Hmm.
And that they believe that the American feminism movement in the beginning was good, you know, it was for voting rights, you know, equal rights, voting and everything like that. But now it's moved on to basically man-hating, and that the European Feminist Association has distanced themselves from the American based on that the European feminists don't hate men, as it's basically become with the SJWs here. And now
SJW
Social Justice Warrior.
Code word.
Is that something they actually call themselves?
Well, they will spout on about social justice, and the warrior thing was sort of attached to them as a snide sort of thing.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and I just I thought it was interesting that, you know, basically, and it, I think it's kind of true in America, you know, women now are getting, you know, equal pay, they can vote. I don't look at them any differently. I think the general population doesn't. And just that in Europe now, they don't even want to be associated. They said they're trying to come up with a whole different name.
But what are they trying to achieve in Europe? Because I wouldn't think that women have too many problems in Europe generally either. I mean, I'm talking about, I guess, European women as opposed to immigrants to Europe. That might be more of an issue.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it right there. I don't know if, you know, every... you know, thing they're trying to do off the top of my head.
Okay.
I think it's basically the same thing they're trying to achieve here, you know, same pay, you know, all that. I don't know exactly, no. But over there, they're pretty much content with it, you know. Their rights are, they can vote, they can do all that. But they see over here is it's basically getting into something else that they basically hate men almost, you know. They want women to be on top, I guess, in a sense. And it's almost going the complete opposite direction of what they wanted. Instead of being equal, they want their whole own deal.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten, and I can't say that I'm intimately familiar with the European feminist movement or anything like that, but over here it's gotten pretty rabid, and it doesn't seem to me that there's even that much of an effort to disguise what it is. I mean, people will tell you, oh, it's about equality, but it's fundamentally not, and that just becomes so painfully obvious when you start looking
at
it.
All you have to do is take a look.
That when you start looking at the things that they're talking about, it really is not. I mean, they're talking about removing due process rights for rape accusations, this thing about a gender pay gap that fundamentally disappears as soon as you begin to look into it. We have Hillary Clinton at this Women of the World Summit talking about the pay gap and paid leave for maternity and all of these different things. It's sort of like forcing all of these economic policies down people's throats at the point of the government's guns. And that is not, you know, the government forcing people to do things for you is not equality.
So without having a European feminist on the phones, all we're really able to do is speculate on this. And thank you for your call, Armed Truth. I appreciate it. I just did a quick Google search here, American versus European feminism, and here is an answer to a question about is there a difference from Quora.com. Kimberly Klein in, is the answer here, the person who responds. So she claims there is a difference between, that there is like sort of a versus between America versus Europe feminism. And she says that the civil rights movement in America has, for example, taken on a very different shape than it did in Europe. Europe has also not had the same rise in migrant women and feminists that America has had with the black feminist community. And this creates a different form of feminism, same as how the Second World War has shaped Europe differently. So an example is that Europe feminists have not been as concerned about inequalities between women as it has predominantly been white, middle, and upper-class females who were the voice of feminism, whereas working class and foreign women have been completely marginalized.
In Europe. Got it.
So that's just one answer. I don't know how valid that is, but it's probably a little better than sitting here speculating.
It's probably complete nonsense on both sides of the pond.
Johnny B., you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Missouri. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I could launch on about three of your subjects. You just
pick one.
Well, it was the chemtrail that got me to call, so I'll stick with that.
Oh, boy.
That vein. I'd like to share a little testimony with you that I had in about 96 in central Missouri.
Yeah?
We were getting a lot of flights. That was when they was getting ready to push back into Iraq. They're just after 2000. And they were doing a lot of training flights over.
Hold on, this was 96 or just after 2000?
Yeah, 96.
Okay.
Between 94 and 96.
All right.
After Desert Storm and into Desert Shield. Okay.
So they were getting ready to push back into Iraq at this time? Because, I mean, I would have thought that this wouldn't have been on anybody's radar at all.
Well, it was.
Oh, I see. It's a conspiracy there, too. Gotcha. Go ahead.
But they were doing a lot of A-10 flights running the Missouri River. I was in Brazil.
Okay.
And a few of the old Phantom jets from Vietnam.
The F-4s, yeah.
The F-4, that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
Yep.
But anyway, I got to noticing, I would go to work real early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, and we'd take our first break about 9 or so. And we'd go out on the patio, and they would be spraying your contrails. And when we
contrails, but go ahead.
Well, when we go
they just appear.
Those contrails would have spread out and completely overcast the sky.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
They can do that.
That's right.
Well, after about a week or so of that, you know, trying to get people to even look up and notice what was going on. You know, watch this. Let's go to break here. Watch this now. We'll come out at
You've
got
to be really bored to sit and watch contrails. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just above watching paint
dry. He's just talking about going on break and checking in on them.
But basically what you're saying is you called in here to tell us a story of you watching, you know, basically clouds in the sky, right? Yeah. That's what you called the radio show to tell us?
Actually, it wasn't the clouds in the sky.
I understand that you're calling them chemtrails, right? But, like, what's the point here? Get to it.
All right. As the overcast built up, they would develop perfectly circular holes in the overcast right over our facility.
Thank you very much for the call, sir.
It's really paranoid. Thank you, Johnny. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I imagine there's science as an explanation for that. I don't know what it is. Probably some sort of heat or something like that. Building up, melting what is essentially iced condensation. Here's a little bit of science for you from contrailscience.com. Great website. By the way, it hasn't been updated in 3 or 4 years. Because
the clouds haven't changed in 3 or 4 years.
Right. There's no new information that is available to put on this website because they've completely debunked chemtrails, and it's a complete website. It's done. like most websites, you've got to keep adding stuff to keep people coming back. No, they really don't have anything to add here because they nail it. So let's talk a little bit about what contrails are. They don't spray contrails. Okay, so that's, you know, point number one that guy was wrong about. 855-450-FREE. And if you know what these circle things he was talking about, please call in.
No,
and,
don't.
Share with us on that. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll-free at 855-453, and you really can bring up anything, and this particular show is proof of that claim, that we really are an open phones radio program, and that even though we came in here with stuff we consider to be important to talk about, you can call in and bring up things that you consider important, even if we think it's a joke. Ridiculous paranoid conspiracy theory.
Like the government spraying chemtrails over a barter fair.
Yeah, and then further another chemtrail caller after that.
Cause we could be wrong. I mean, if we're wrong, this is a terrible thing that we're wrong about, right? So, I would like to know, but I just see no evidence.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I haven't seen one picture.
No. Pictures aren't evidence of chemtrails.
As you said before, Mark, I mean, it's not crazy to think that the government would spray stuff on people.
They
right?
have.
Like, this has
they
already
have
happened.
Sprayed yeah. stuff on people.
But the whole thing of, like, there are lines in the sky and thus massive depopulation program does not follow a certain line of logic where I expect...
Well, the conspiracy theory varies, right? So there's different theories, Chris, as I understand. Now, we've had these chemtrail kooks calling the show for a decade now.
You're always so cool.
And,
anybody can just believe something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got
friends
to believe
this
stuff.
It used to be if you liked to take pictures of the sky, you were a photographer, and that was your hobby, and you could take pretty pictures. And now people think that their hobby is determining whether chemtrails are in the sky, as though somebody
cloud
taking
watching.
A picture of a contrail is any evidence whatsoever of that. Anyway, I don't know where the hell I was going with that. I'm just so frustrated with... Oh, the three different... I don't know if it's three, but there's a few different reasons, right?
There's
so,
the depopulation thing.
There's mind
control. Climate change
and
climate,
mind control. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, there's the chemtrail conspiracy...
You can't even get it right. Like, let me know what it is.
Maybe it's all of the above. I mean, the chemtrail conspiracy theorists, they don't agree.
Well, mind control's already taken up by the fluoride. What the hell's the government got to spray stuff from the sky for?
Well, they're going to get you from different ways, Mark. Maybe
well, not everybody gets, city water with fluoride in it. Some of us have wells. You got to get everybody.
Yeah, I can tell you, out where I live and nobody has city water, there's still all doe-eyed dopes that believe everything the government says. There's just as many people who are voting Republican and Democrat out where I live.
A chemtrail advocate would say that's evidence for chemtrails. But of course,
it's not evidence
at all.
If somebody says that,
not how evidence works.
They don't know what evidence means.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that is essentially what we're talking about here, people who don't really understand science. And I don't claim to be a scientist, but I do have the ability to Google, and I have the ability to read, and I can go and read contrailscience.com anytime and get all kinds of useful information like this. Okay, so
Contrails are condensation, but not like your breath. This is one of a myriad of articles here, okay? So if you want to learn about why the contrails spread sometimes versus not spread times, our last caller was concerned because they were spreading out.
And other callers call in and say that it's a chemtrail because it's not spreading out.
Yeah. So they, you know, again, they debunk all of this in a myriad of different articles. So here's one of them. The trails that aircraft leave in the sky are called contrails, which is short for condensation trails. They're formed by the condensation of the water vapor that comes from the aircraft's exhaust. When you breathe out on a cold day, you can see a little cloud of condensation coming from your breath. This is the same kind of thing. Your damp, warm lungs add moisture to the air, and when you breathe out, you get condensation. But the condensation from your breath quickly evaporates, usually in less than a second. Condensation trails from a jet can last for many minutes, even hours.
Most
sometimes.
Of the time, they disappear too, but they can turn into clouds.
So why is there this difference? Why do contrails sometimes persist? Sometimes for hours and hours. But your breath, condensation quickly evaporates. Well, the difference is because the contrail freezes. It's really that simple. Contrails form at negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which is also negative 40 Celsius, or colder.
I almost had him on that. I was ready to go.
At that temperature, the tiny drops of condensated water will instantly freeze. Once frozen, they cannot evaporate. They also can't melt, as it's negative 40. They, however, can fade away through a process known as sublimation, where a solid turns into a gas. You've seen sublimation before. Dry ice is frozen carbon dioxide. It does not melt. It just sublimes directly into gas. If you take a bit of dry ice and just leave it in the sun, it will just kind of fade away. That's what happens to the ice in a contrail. Ice will only sublime if the humidity at that altitude is around 60 to 70%. So it's a bit higher than the contrail can last for a long time, just like clouds do. Sometimes. If the humidity is low, then the sublimation happens very fast, and that contrail will only last for a minute or so. If the humidity is high, above 70%, then you get reverse sublimation, also called desublimation or deposition, where water vapor turns directly to ice, but only when in contact with ice. And even more ice will form on the frozen condensation if ice crystals will get bigger and sink faster, causing the trail to spread out as it sinks through altitudes with different wind speeds.
But how do you know that Donald Rumsfeld and the other reptilians didn't write this blog, is really the question here. I mean, we don't fundamentally have that information as to whether or not this was actually like a plot by the Bush administration to put disinformation out there in order to bring about the New World Order and the Illuminati.
Well, like we said, we do know that the government has sprayed crap from the sky. We have seen that in the past. Yep. It's just that, you know, there's evidence for it because they'll send you a notice in the mail that says we're going to spray malathion.
Also, there's crap all over things, too, when it's all said and done with.
You know, what I'd like to see is, you know, something that amounts to evidence. Yeah, I think that the governments have sprayed stuff with the intention of seeing whether or not they can
do something about global warming at this point. But, yeah, you're right. If we were going to hear something, it would be nice to have some sort of evidence. But
I saw a contrail while I was at the flea market. I mean, you know, that's what I heard.
Contrail. Okay, so the difference can be summed up as this. A contrail is condensation plus freezing plus sublimation, whereas your breath in the wintertime is condensation plus evaporation. This really isn't a property of your breath, though. It's a property of temperature. If you breathe out at negative 40 degrees or colder, then your breath will also freeze, and it will not evaporate.
Right, but my breath does not have aluminum and barium in it.
Instead of a little cloud that quickly evaporates, your breath at negative 40 will look like smoke. Like these guys in Siberia at negative 52 Celsius, you can't tell the difference between their breath and cigarette smoke. And then they include a video with people breathing in less than 40 degrees Celsius, which I haven't watched yet, but I imagine it's fairly
interesting. If you're in less than 40 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit, you should go inside.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So there's a little bit of information about condensation in the sky works. It's a kind of a tricky process. There's different factors in play. If you have too much humidity, different things happen. If there's too little humidity, something completely different happens. And if you're within the right range, then you'll see a different result. So
it's the frustrating reality of science.
Yeah, that sky up there, there's a lot going on, and that results in differing versions of what happens after a jet passes by. I feel like we're in basic science class here whenever these chemtrail callers call in. Look, I wasn't really the best in school. I didn't pay close attention in science class, but I find this ridiculous, this whole conspiracy theory.
Well, the thing about it is, and I've never even looked at this website or tried to figure this thing out, it's just, like, I think that there's a certain logical process that you should be able to follow before you find out if a thing is even worth investigating, mm-hmm. right? So I've got a certain amount of rational ignorance on the whole chemtrail thing. I watched the What in the World Are They Spraying, the G. Edward Griffin movie. Everybody told me I just had to see this thing so I could find out about this horrific thing that was being done to us. And I looked at it, and I watched this video, and I'm like, there's nothing being explained here other than there's, lines in the sky, and these guys are taking soil samples. There's this huge disconnect, right? There's this huge disconnect between the two conclusions, that one thing is attached to the other. I'm like, there's no connection here. Yeah, this is completely ridiculous.
Not follow.
And so when people are calling into a radio show and they're saying, well, if you don't believe in chemtrails, let me just tell you, I went out to work, and on my lunch break, I saw lines in the sky, and then they were there later on. And I'm like, this does not make the case for the thing that you're trying to pitch to me here, and thus I'm not even going to bother to Google search this nonsense.
Share your thoughts with us here, but preferably not on chemtrails. 855-450-FREE. We got feminism to continue with.
Speaking of conspiracy theories.
And so we're talking about, Mark, an article you have, the seven undeniable, he claims, examples of supposed male privilege.
Which is undeniable as chemtrails.
And the first one was that he has a significantly shorter morning routine.
Yeah, this guy who's a feminist.
Did you finish the actual statement that he wrote? I don't know if we just started deriding it right away without...
He has a long explanation about how, in contrast, many women must meticulously ready themselves for the day.
They do not have to meticulously ready themselves.
They are making a choice to do that. And I'll tell you what, there's a really interesting video on YouTube if you watch Molyneux, The Truth About Makeup. Okay? And
I hate makeup. I don't like it at all. Unless it's for costumes.
It has its ups and downs, but makeup is really a thing that women are putting on to trick men, really, at like a subconscious level, right? Like red lipstick is designed to make you think that she's having a sexual response to you. These are things to simulate sexual arousal.
Let's talk about it more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.